Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and look, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel, and Judah was carried away captive to Babylon for their disobedience. Now the first inhabitants who lived in their possessions in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the Netinim. In Jerusalem lived of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uttai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez the son of Judah, of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brothers, 690. Of the sons of Benjamin, Sunlu the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenu, and Ibneir the son of Jeruham, and Elad the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Rul, the son of Ibnijah, and their brothers, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of ancestral houses by their fathers' houses. Of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Asarid the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Maoth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Odiah the son of Jeruham, the son of Pashhur, the son of Malchijah, and Masai the son of Adiel, the son of Jozerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshillamit, the son of Immah, and their brothers, heads of their fathers' houses, 1760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashab, the son of Azricom, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bokpikah, Horesh, and Galal, and Mataniah the son of Micah, the son of Zitri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asah, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shalem, and Akab, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brothers. Shalem was the chief, who were previously stationed at the king's gate on the east. They were the gatekeepers for the camp of the children of Levi. Shalem the son of Kore, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers, of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, and their fathers had been over the camp of the Lord, keepers of the entry. Phinehas the son of Eleazar was ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was gatekeeper of the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be gatekeepers in the thresholds were 212. These were reckoned by genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their office of trust. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, even the house of the tent, by wards. On the four sides were the gatekeepers, toward the east, west, north, and south. Their brothers, in their villages, were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them, for the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in an office of trust, and were over the chambers and over the treasuries in the house of God. They lodged around the house of God, because that duty was on them, and to them pertained its opening morning by morning. Certain of them were in charge of the vessels of service, for by count were these brought in and by count were these taken out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture, and over all the vessels of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. Some of the sons of the priests prepared the confection of the spices. Mattithiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalem the Korahite, had the office of trust over the things that were baked in pans. Some of their brothers, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, who lived in the chambers and were free from other service, for they were employed in their work day and night. These were heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, throughout their generations, chief men. These lived at Jerusalem. In Gibeon there lived the father of Gibeon, Jael, whose wife's name was Maachah, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Zer, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadarb, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became the father of Shemaiah. They also lived with their brothers in Jerusalem, over against their brothers. Ner became the father of Kish, and Kish became the father of Saul, and Saul became the father of Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Ishbal. The son of Jonathan was Mupibal, and Mupibal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pitone, and Melech, and Tarea, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jada, and Jada became the father of Alemeth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri became the father of Motsa, and Motsa became the father of Benaiah, and Rephaiah his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, whose names are these: Azricom, his firstborn, and Ismael, and Shariah, and Asarah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.